Hey guys, welcome to episode 163 of the podcast, The Boys of a Summer series, with my guest, Barrett Keim. Listen, I just got to be honest with you guys. I'm very excited about this episode. However, I recorded it so long ago, I really don't remember it. If there is anything in this episode that Barrett and I were like, oh, let's remember to cut that out, it is staying in because I don't have time to listen to the whole thing and you're hearing it. So if this ends up blowing up in our faces, I really apologize to Barrett. I deserve it. I deserve what's coming. But anyway, you guys have heard me talk about him before. I talk about how much I've discussed him on the podcast in the past in the actual episode, so I won't get into it too much here. But he's just a wonderful person I've known forever, and I'm so glad that we're still in each other's lives, and maybe it will give you a weird, different kind of insight into what I was like when I was young, to my embarrassment and chagrin, potentially. He's incredibly talented, incredibly funny, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, he's very good looking. So I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I wanted to just throw out there that at the end, thank you so much, Barrett, if you're listening to this intro, for recording it for me. Because I recorded it so early and I hadn't begun Boys of Summer, I totally forgot to have him sing, so I forced him to record himself singing it because I'm very dedicated to my very small cause of making sure people sing that on the Boys of Summer series. So enjoy it. I want to throw some shout outs into the podcast ether. I want to thank, and this is very exciting for me because I get to say a couple of really fun names that I'm going to try to overpronounce. I just dropped something, but if you think I'm going to start over with this intro, you're dead wrong. I want to thank Salvatore for his beautiful email. I want to thank Luciana for her beautiful email. Now, she signed up for 23andMe based on the Amir podcast episode. I'm so excited that that happened. And no, I still haven't done it. And yes, I need to. I also want to thank Jessica for sending me some information about some medication that is being worked on for people with celiac so that they can process gluten effectively, if that is a thing that comes together as a real scientific advancement. Interesting. Can't wait to read more about it. I want to thank Joseph for his suggestion for a great new MASH category that I need to remember to use. Mary, thanks for your email. Jenny, thanks for yours. Roberto, I want to thank you and say happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday to you. This day on Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday. It's Thursday. Again, if you think I'm going to start this intro over just because I've made a few mistakes, can't happen. I'm too deep in. Happy birthday, Roberto. Tamara, got your email. I will write back to you, but thank you for getting in touch. I hope you're feeling better. And I think that's it, guys. Thanks for putting up with this extremely rocky intro. And I hope you enjoy this episode with the marvelous Barrett Keim.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
And now I just bring in a children's choir.
Oh, finally.
And they sing a few, like 35 to 40 minutes of hymns.
And then I'm the last the few minutes.
And then you're the last few minutes.
That's
the last few minutes.
That's perfect.
You don't have to say a whole lot, but please be respectful when the children come.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to talk over
don't,
them.
And don't look at any of them in the eye. Look down. Okay. But don't look all the way down. Look at
like kind of that
5
way?
O'clock. Look five on o'clock. It would be look at 5 o'clock.
Okay. It's like Catholic school, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes, if you know you didn't go to Catholic school, I can call you out on that ASAP. You know you didn't.
I did not.
Guys, if you read the intro, or if you read the description, you know that, I'm currently podcasting my first boyfriend, Barrett Keim. You are my first boyfriend.
Yes.
And you will be my last boyfriend. I'm going to get you back. That's what this is.
Okay.
What do I need to do?
That's
tell
why the
me.
Doors are
tell
closed.
Me what I need to do. No, I'm so excited that we live in the same city and that you're able to do this, because these guys know I've talked about you, numerous times on the podcast, and, I've certainly mentioned that we're still in touch and that, you know.
Barely, yeah.
I mean, it is a barely situation. Yeah. But isn't that kind of true in this town? Don't you have people that...
Yeah, I think in this town, if someone doesn't live next door to you...
Kind of.
It's kind of an ordeal. It's like going to Wisconsin.
It is. Yeah. It is. I actually have friends I see more who live in Wisconsin.
Do you?
Yeah. It's for sure not true. I don't think I have any friends in Wisconsin, but I'd like to. Now, guys, if there's someone in Wisconsin... who wants me to come for a visit.
Do people listen to this in Wisconsin? You're huge in Wisconsin?
I don't know if I'm huge in Wisconsin, but I do feel I have people in the Wisconsin, Minnesota area.
You should learn the state first.
I really should. I got to get on that. I have so many to-dos just from the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah, wow.
Number one, call you out for not going to Catholic school. Check.
You've done that.
Make some friends in Wisconsin. Possibly will never happen because I called it Wisconsin.
True. They're forgiving people, I think.
I hope so.
It's so cold.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think they have to forgive.
The North. I said that like it was Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Is that what it's based on?
Wisconsin?
A story in Wisconsin?
You know what?
You guys don't know that Game of Thrones is based on Wisconsin.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about that offline.
Okay. Okay. No, I feel bad that I don't get to see you that often or that I don't see you that often. But I also feel like there are plenty of people who would probably give me the same hard time about that. But a lot of it is just being gone a lot. And
you get into your routine, and then
if you don't have a routine, then it's even harder because you just don't have the consistency of like, well, I'm always available on such and such. If we can get together then, like there's just a lot of someone else deciding when and how you do stuff, it seems like.
Yeah.
But your work here is a little bit more consistent, which I kind of envy. I did just burp. I'm sure that'll happen more than once.
Yeah, I think that's like the third time since I've been here.
It probably is. If not the third time since I started recording, which was 3 minutes ago.
Wow.
That's a burp a minute.
I see why people like this podcast.
This is the thing. Let me just get right into it.
Okay.
Some people that you used to know or be close to, you see the stretch of time that's passed and you acknowledge, not just you specifically, I'm speaking generally, but you acknowledge like, you know what? I had a closeness to this person. I don't know that we would be friends now if we met. I don't know that, you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah.
But like you and I totally still have a connection. We have the same sense of humor.
And we've kind of met up, when were we last in school together? Like junior high, right?
Yeah, we didn't go to high school
since
together.
Junior high, we've kind of met up like 5 or 10 year increments.
Yeah.
That's how old we are that we can have increments like that. That's frightening.
You look so good.
And thank you. I feel older. Do you feel older?
I started to feel older like 3 years ago. And I feel like I've made fun of myself on this podcast. I've started hearing myself make comments I never made even as recently as 2 years ago. I don't even think 2 years ago I was like, what are the kids saying nowadays? Like something happened where I think I started saying it ironically 2 years ago. And now I really am like, no, but seriously, what are the kids saying nowadays?
Yeah.
Is that how you feel?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the kid thing, but I, you know, you kind of look at yourself in the mirror and you see your parents a little bit. Like,
for
I'm
sure
a Bonnie Raitt
happening.
Song, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just look and I'm like, oh my God, there's my dad. And, you know, I love my dad, but we had a rough time. Yeah. So that kind of like brings weird feelings.
It's so funny because I don't feel you look anything like your dad. You still, to me, look a little, you know, you look like your mom to me.
Right.
I don't see your dad in you, really.
It's the breast.
I see.
Yes. Yeah.
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 No, I don't know. I mean, no offense to your dad. I just don't see it as much as I see your mom.
No, I see my dad. I think it's because it's me seeing my dad.
Of course.
And I kind of don't, you know, as much as I love him now, I don't want to see that.
I know.
You know, so it's an interesting,
I totally get it.
Interesting thing.
I really
do. I think you look more like my dad.
I think I do too. There's something I need to tell you again. That is why I brought you here to tell everyone.
That's why I came.
Brother and sisters.
I knew it.
That'll
make some of this discussion weird.
You still look like you to me, though. And I think people say that, too. Someone said this on the podcast recently. Someone said, I can't remember who it was. I apologize, guys, for not remembering. But someone said one of the cool things, or maybe when you hear sometimes that people reconnect and fall back in love and at their high school reunions and stuff like that, is that I think that the era in which you know someone is kind of the lens – with which you look at someone forever. And so to me, you still look and the same. You look exactly the same.
That's
funny. Of course, like, you have, you know, your face is differently contoured and stuff, right. But like, you just still look like you to me. I don't
feel... Yeah, I would say the same thing about
like,
you,
there's,
which
like,
is funny.
You have, now you're, I love a silver fox, which I actually prefer.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so sexy.
That's another transition that's
I've called you sexy or hot or handsome like 8 times today alone.
And you'll keep doing that.
Until
if you could match that with the burps.
I win you back. I will if I could burp out, you're really good looking.
Just, no, I meant like equal numbers.
Okay.
You know?
God, I don't know. That's
offset.
A lot of compliments.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I think you could do it.
It's
though.
A goal. It's a goal.
We'll work on it.
No, but so that's, yeah, so that's what I see. And even when we saw each other, when we saw a bunch of people in Tucson, we had our little like reunion-y thing.
And I would have never guessed we wouldn't see each other for another certain amount of years.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know. But yeah, even, yeah, then kind of everyone sort
that was insane,
of
wasn't
looked
it?
The same.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
And, I mean, honestly, like,
and good
weight
people.
Gain is the only thing that makes a difference, but also like you could see somebody in 4 years later be, and they could be 100 pounds heavier,
totally.
And then
and they
could
might
be
skinnier
different.
Now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought
weight gain or loss. I should.
The best
say,
part
yeah.
of that reunion was seeing how good everyone was.
Yeah, but,
you know, everyone. It was really good
yeah.
people. I was thinking about before I came here. I was thinking about people that like were hurtful. In school during our like grade school times,
right.
You know, there were some nasty people.
There were.
And
I think we both had our share of
bullying. Really great people now.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
it's funny. Like, but you hear people like trying to get back. I would never want to get back at those people because
oh my god,
like good human beings now.
We obsessively planned some sort of weird prank on one of the people that was kind of shitty to us. It's true though. We did have, I mean, we pulled some shit on each other too. Come to
well,
think of it, but
I don't know. Wasn't it just you? Weren't
no,
you the
no,
mean
come
one?
Come on, you threw rocks at me.
I never. You know what? I to this,
this
day,
our,
I think it's bullshit.
It is not bullshit. You threw rocks at me.
I think you wanted the sympathy of all of the young men around you.
Oh no, no,
and
no.
you claimed rocks were thrown at
no,
you.
No,
which is such a dirty girl thing.
I have a very specific memory. This is the thing, guys. Let's back up for a second. You and I have known each other since first grade.
Yeah.
You were the prince in Snow White. I was Snow White in Snow White. This will not be the first time I've said that I had a weird, like, gross, matted wig from, like, the bottom of a Salvation Army box that they just planted on top of my hair. They didn't even pull my blonde hair back. I swear you could see a white layer of bangs, white blonde bangs, underneath the like weird matted flea-ridden wig that I was wearing.
Yeah.
I remember you as being a very handsome prince. Just kidding, that wasn't a real verb, but it was a real compliment. But yeah, so we were, and we had after school together. We went to this magnet school program downtown in Tucson.
Both magnet kids, so we didn't go to school where we lived, which
right.
is another reason I think everyone was really close.
Yeah.
Because there was no neighborhood
yeah.
kids at the
yeah.
time.
You were friends with the kids you went to school with, and you had a longer day because our parents worked later, so we would take buses home. Yeah, when I look back and think about the breadth and length of the day, including the two buses.
It's exhausting.
When was I getting up? Like 5 in the morning?
I know.
Only if I had to go out in the barn and milk a cow first
exactly.
would it have been a longer day.
Exactly.
I remember getting home at dark.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then, like, yeah, I mean, and having, I don't know how we had time to do anything else.
I don't either.
Like watch Larry Shanling.
Like watch Gary Shanling. Larry Shanling.
I watched two shows in one. You watched Gary Shanling.
We can argue
about which was best.
Miss Anoda and Sisconsin. we can't get in that argument. But I remember, no. yeah, I remember all of our kind of extended day stuff at Drachman. Do I remember all of it? No. But I remember, but we were never in the same class. It was like after school stuff.
And they always...
I think we were in one class together.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I feel like I have maybe a class picture that you're in. Well, let's go. First grade, Mrs. Downer. Do you remember? I don't know why
no.
I remember. Second grade, Mrs. Fimbres. Mrs. Fimbres.
No.
Third grade, Miss Maudlin.
No.
Miss Maudlin. You wouldn't forget that.
Is she really Miss Maudlin?
She was. Her name was Miss Maudlin.
Do you know that I got in trouble so much?
I think we were both really disturbed children. Can I say that?
No,
like because of our
yeah.
parents splitting up, and we were like creative
yeah,
kids,
but
that's we had
tempers. Not it. I mean, I was bad. I was so bad that my dad started dating our principal.
I caught them in bed together.
My fourth grade teacher for a while after.
Who was that?
Mrs. Brissett. Ms. Brissett.
Oh, that's a juicy
call. Yeah. I'm really revealing a lot. It was after I was not a fourth grader anymore. But he did go on a couple dates with her. Your dad was dating the principal? Who?
Miss Valdez.
He was?
Yep.
I don't think I knew that. You're making it sound like he did that so that you wouldn't get expelled.
No. I think because he saw her so much.
What a matchmaker you were.
Yeah, that's why I did it. Yeah, yeah. Once they hooked up, I wasn't a problem anymore.
That's so funny. I don't remember knowing that at all. And I'm sure I would have. I must have known that, or if you knew it, I would have, I think. You would have told me.
I remember the embarrassment of them like dating, and then I stole clay from art class, and my dad and my principal being in the car saying, "Did you steal clay from art class?" And I was like, "No, I would never steal clay from art class." And then he opens the glove compartment and there's the clay. And I'm like, "How'd that get here? Miss Valdez, you set me up, you know." Yeah.
Whatever.
Because everyone was out to get me.
Yeah, continuing to do.
This little third grader or fourth grader, whatever.
I mean, like, I remember there was a lot of teasing from first through third grade.
What do you mean by that?
Additional. Just, we'd like, just tease each other.
You and me?
A lot of teasing. Yeah.
We got along really well.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. No. We were like really good friends, actually.
Should we talk about our probably the most damaging makeout period of time that has ever happened to anyone?
Sure. Yeah, great.
Or not. We can move on.
No. I'm ready to
after
talk
that
about
tease.
It. I talked about it fairly recently because I was the, like...
Was it six? I was trying to remember what grade.
I think
it
was sixth grade.
I remember it was like my first big... Like, was your dad not home?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you remember we were at your dad's house?
Okay.
I think. Oh, we also have the Martha stuff.
I've made out with you in so many houses, I don't remember which one.
We were kind of horny, just horny little kids. But we made out at your dad's house, and I remember it being the first time, because I remember, I don't know if this is too deep, but I remember it's the first time I ever pre-came.
Really?
And I didn't
understand. In sixth grade?
I didn't understand it.
Oh.
And so I remember being a little wet down there and being kind of weird, like not... Understand, but we made out all day to Somewhere in Time. Was that the Christopher Reeves movie?
Yeah, it is. That feels right.
The best day. I remember I went home. I was in love with you. I was like, we're getting married, and sooner or later, we're going to have babies, whatever. And then the next day, you broke up with me.
I did?
Yep. And I
did?
I can't remember. You explained it like a couple years later. You explained it because you were.
I think I probably freaked out. Yeah.
Which made me feel like a horrible person.
No, it wasn't you.
So I killed a few people.
Whoa! Hold on. God, so much great confession going on. I'm still more shocked by your dad dating the principal than by you taking lives.
I took her life.
Because what I said fairly recently, before even I got your email, it was a total coincidence. I was saying that I didn't, like, what I had with you was so passionate, and in every way, like, sexually it was, but, emotionally it was so passionate.
We were very in love for young kids.
We were very in love. Yeah. And that I never, like... It took me a long time to get to anything close to that afterwards. And even what I said, like, even physically, I didn't like make out with anyone again, really.
Ever.
Until I was
you still
last
haven't.
Year. Until I had to hire someone.
I was just
in Winnemucca, Nevada.
Winnemucca, what made you think of that?
I don't know. I think that's where some prostitution is legal. I think it's a Tales of the City reference,
okay.
To be honest with you. I think a lot about San Francisco and its fictions. I didn't like those like boys that I went with, in quotes, all the way up till I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I don't even remember kissing.
Well, I think also we had been such good friends for so long that no one could.
Yeah.
Match that.
Yeah. And we had so many like wonderful like rituals, and our parents, we lived across town from each other, and our parents would take turns. Like our parents would drive us to like a central meeting point, and it would either be a place we would go together, like the mall or movie, or one would take the other to the other's house.
Mm-hmm. And I think both of our parents liked the other. I think like they knew we were safe.
Yes.
They didn't know what we were doing, but they knew
they
were safe.
They didn't, and I think they must have thought, like, oh, God, did Scott just cut one?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
I really apologize. I can put him outside.
No, that's fine. What do you feed him, though? Jeez.
I feed him dead people.
Oh, well, that's what it smells like.
I'm very organic in that way.
Oh, that's neat.
I'm really sorry about that. Gosh, he hasn't cut one in a while. He must like you.
Oh, I get that a lot.
Our parents liked each other. And I think they were... They just must have been like, oh, they're too young for us to have to worry about anything.
Yeah, and naive.
Real going on.
I think we were fairly naive, wouldn't you say?
We were us. Oh, yeah.
Like, we were artsy,
yeah, we
funny
didn't come
little
off
kids
like,
that it wasn't like, we're going to go fuck.
Yeah. I kind of wish one of us would have said that for shock value now that I think about it.
Do you ever think about this made me laugh yesterday when I was thinking about this, the Martha... Halloween.
Wait, which Martha?
Martha Halloween? Harris.
Yeah, no. I mean, but like what?
Are you still friends with Martha?
We're in touch. Yeah, it's the same
awesome.
Thing. It's like
sure
I adore
cool.
her. She's in San Francisco. She's an adorable child.
That's
I don't
awesome.
See her talk to her enough. But
yeah.
I
remember
amazing.
Us turning the lights off and making out. Do you remember that?
No.
We.
It's funny how many
I can't remember.
At her house?
No, at your mom's house.
My mom's
which,
house.
We're not supposed to do that stuff
yes,
at your mom's house.
Yes.
I mean, really not at your dad's.
Yes.
Either, but we,
yes.
I can't remember what we were convincing
I
her.
I definitely remember
of,
this.
But we would turn the lights off and tell her to do something.
This. I definitely remember.
And we would just make out. I mean, how horrible is that? She's like, guys.
I know. Dance, pony, dance.
And all you hear is
monkey. Yeah. It's so true. Oh my God. But like we would write each other notes. I wish that I had some of those notes with me here. I'm sure they're at they're like in a garage somewhere in a box, but I have
and
them.
And that's when people would like fold the notes.
Yes, in very special ways. Yeah. I remember exactly like the fold of like the triangle that you pull open and then you tuck it in. And most of the notes that I think I still have from you, this will come as no surprise to you, are like, I don't know why you did that to me. I still love you.
Is this
you.
The rock thing again? Oh, is this me writing or you writing?
It's us having written to each other, but I don't obviously have my letters that I gave to you. I can
That's
only assume you have those in a safety deposit box.
Of course.
I have yours. I just want to reiterate.
Okay, yeah. So
I have
mine.
No, they were just like, you know,
there was a fire.
It was like, I'm so sorry. Okay, great. It was like, I'm so sorry I did that. I love you. Why did you do this? But I didn't mean what I did. I still want to get back together with you. And,
do you think
know.
It's because we were drama kids and fine art kids that we created a roller coaster to enjoy?
I don't know. Because I think, yeah,
it was
maybe.
Painful. I remember.
I can still get mad at each other.
I am 39 years old.
Yeah.
And I would say the hurt.
I know.
In when you... What did you do? You like went with Eli or something? You did something. What am I grandma? grandma says. Weren't you going with that kid?
But that's what we said.
Yes.
We said, will you go with me? We wouldn't even say going out. We would say, who are you going with? No, you would say, who am I going? Will you go with me?
You're like correcting me on how I'm saying.
All I'm saying is what you just said was correct, grandma.
Wow.
Here we go.
Yeah. She's now passing me a note. It's folded. No, but I remember the pain. Like I can remember now that the pain hurt as bad then as it would breaking up with someone now.
Absolutely.
It was like real and deep. And you know, people say, oh, kids, they think they're going through love, but they don't know what it is. That was for
I
reals.
Agree. I haven't felt anything worse.
Yeah.
I have felt as bad, but I haven't felt anything worse. I remember, and it's interesting, I guess what I appreciate is, if you can get with me on this positive front, is I really appreciate that we both had that experience with each other. I'm not like Winnie Cooper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
not like, or you're not my Winnie Cooper. It's not like, guys,
I don't know if we would still be like this.
Exactly.
We hadn't felt
exactly.
both ways. Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't like one of us just stomped all over the other
no,
and then
God,
just
no.
blithely went on their way. We were both just like, torn up about stuff. Because you were going out with Jolynn, which is a whole other like, that was heartbreaking for me. Heartbreaking. Because in my mind, I feel like I went out with Eli just to like have something to do. Just to feel like I still matter to someone.
It definitely didn't feel. And he was my arch enemy. I mean, really? Isn't that the truth?
You guys were nothing alike.
Oh my God, I hated him, but I loved him at the same time.
You loved him? I don't remember.
Well, I think it's funny because I don't know why I went through. I probably went through high school not thinking of myself as attractive. And
that's
so I
crazy.
I spent in like elementary school especially and junior high until the end. I was always not in the popular group and you were.
And so, I don't see it that way at all.
And, you know, and that might actually be true. I mean, yeah. I might have had a weird thing about it. But I remember like Eli and Chris and all of those kids being like in the cool group. And they would sometimes make fun of me and then sometimes not. And, you know, they were also, I felt like wealthier than I was
maybe
at the time. My parents were like, I think 16 and 15 when they had me. So during early elementary school, they were still just getting through college. And
yeah, your parents were so young. Stuff. I remember being kind of envious, thinking that was cool that your
it
parents
sucked.
Were so young. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now they're awesome and they're doing great, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, at the time, there were a lot of like rich Jewish kids.
Yeah.
That,
I had no money.
They were
so
a little
I
snotty.
Definitely was.
Yeah.
Well, I was definitely like, there was some definite like on the outside looking in that way. And like, I really cherish going to people's houses for slumber parties.
Or like bar mitzvah. You remember like bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah years where it was like, oh my gosh.
The food,
this is
the drinking, the dancing. Yeah, I do. I do. I think very fondly on those times.
Yes, me too.
But we had like, let's see, we had a bracelet that we would like exchange in the mornings. We never had class together.
I remember that.
So we would kiss the bracelet as if we weren't also kissing each other. But like at school, I think we would kiss the bracelet and then like the other person would wear it.
I remember that.
We would meet, we would organize a time to meet. Like we would take a hall pass at the same time and meet in a hall, probably to make out somewhere. I have very fond memories of Carrillo for that reason. You had that jacket that
I was just going to say,
I
remember a jacket.
And then we got
too.
In a big fight and I put it in the lost and found.
What a bitch.
I know, it's terrible.
I love that
I
you say
so
it was
upset.
Even.
If you had worn one of my jackets, you probably would have set it on fire.
I feel like you kind of use the throwing rocks thing to cover. It's like an umbrella for you for like six years.
We just fought. We fought. Like, we really fought.
It's so funny we talk about us like we were the rocky
relationship. It was a very rocky relationship at age 10. Because we're like assigning
Oh, would
adult,
that be the funniest skit of just us in
stuff.
Therapy?
Oh, my God. I care, but you were saying right before we started, I've carried it with me. To the degree that I assign, because those feelings were as intense as anything I've ever felt, I now assign my own logic and reason of today back to that time. And I'm like, I wonder why I was just so angry.
What was I thinking there? Yeah.
I did. I put your jacket in the lost and found. But I remember it was a reaction
to
something.
Did I get it back?
Oh, yeah. It was a reaction to something. Do you know what I mean? In my, it's not like I was just this person who was
you
like,
also,
and then I decided.
What's funny is you were not a bitchy
not at
kid
all
at all. You were very nice.
No, like, I always felt I was being reactive to something that was going on with us that felt like, mm-hmm. Well, if he's gonna do that, then I'm gonna blank. And you probably also felt that
oh
way.
Oh my God, I think I was so on the, because I felt so much for you. I mean, I'm talking like hurt.
No, me too.
Like where you would feel sick.
No, and I didn't go. There were days I didn't go to school because I couldn't
and
handle
this is no
seeing
cell phones,
you. Thinking
by
you
the
didn't
way,
love
this
me.
Is an important like thing.
Yeah. Oh,
no
and we
cell
would sit on the phone for hours
with
at night.
The corded phones.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I remember talking to you after Gary Shandling or Tracy Ullman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder Years.
We would just sit on the phone together. Oh my God.
Didn't you know the Wonder Years? Mom?
Oh, my dad, I think, went to college with her or something. He had in his hallway a picture of him with her.
I remember something
and
about
that. And yeah, and I think I was confused. I was like, I've never met her. And he was like, oh, I don't really know her. That was just, you know, I was at a college, a U of A reunion.
You might have just been like, my dad knows her.
Probably. so you can't break up with me. Oh God, please don't break up with me.
Where's my jacket?
Oh my God, lost and found. So then we went to junior high. So sixth grade was the hardest, and then we went to junior high.
I would say junior high.
We went out. Well, between us, seventh grade. Well, we were together for part of seventh grade, and then I think you got back together with Jolynn.
I remember, and Emily. And Mo.
By the way, I love Emily
Riley. Do you remember Little Mo?
I just had the reaction of the person back then who was like, how dare you throw her in my face. Mo?
The really pretty, oh, I think Moesha?
Monisha? I don't think it was Moesha.
She really pretty. Like,
stop saying that. I was also pretty.
And short. I think that was helpful at the time.
Oh, because I was taller than you.
I think there was probably never a time that I was short or that you were shorter than me.
No, it's true. I was always tall.
I mean, you're beautiful, so that's...
I'm no Mo.
That's fine. Well, I don't remember junior high as much us. I remember it being a little more painful because I felt like you jumped to the popular thing before I did.
I guess I became better friends with. I would put Torin always at the top of who's the nicest guy in the world.
Oh my God!
Yeah, not
still
popular in a mean way, but
he was always the nicest
him,
guy.
Yeah, he's the nicest.
He's
guy
like
with
the Mother Teresa of guy friends.
He truly is. Yeah. He truly is. I would put him at the top of the totem pole, and I did start to become closer to him.
Yeah, I used to go to. Remember his house?
Yeah.
That amazing house. And he had like
a
loft
house
in his bedroom.
Yeah. It's great. His parents are amazing. His parents really are. I mean, I hate to say it because I love my parents, but they are the parents that every child wished.
For sure.
Especially when they were pissed at their own parents. Like,
and I used to live down the street.
Oh, that's
I used to be able to walk to his house.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, I was student council secretary in eighth grade. But I only ran against one other person. I don't know that there was that much of a conflict.
It wasn't me, was it?
It definitely was not you. It definitely was not you.
Okay, good. That would have been rough.
But I still feel like, I don't know, we were like in musical theater and...
Yeah, were you in... that's a blast from past. What was the teacher that took Mrs. Copley's place?
Ms. Williams.
Ms. Copley. Ms. Williams.
Yeah, Sentimental Journey. Remember we did that?
Yes, yes.
And you
I was the Irish
something...
kid. The Pot of Gold.
Oh, you're talking... Wait. No, hold on. You just went back
school to
fifth grade. Yeah.
No, Brick Brack.
Yeah, Brick Brack was...
Where they didn't cast us in the same...
Yeah.
We both
you
had
were
the
Brick,
lead. But
and I was Chicky.
Chicky, but they did two runs.
Yes.
And they put us not in the same cast, and we thought that was on purpose.
Yeah, we
she
did.
Also didn't like me.
I don't think she liked me either.
She
felt
was kind of a bitch,
mean.
Dude.
She was mean.
And
she
not
seemed
good
mean
at her job either.
Well, she was no Miss
Can
Page.
We be honest?
Miss Page, the drama member, Miss Page?
Miss Page, yeah.
That was rough. Oh, I can't believe we're both working in the industry after that experience.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then...
And she used to wear the... we used to make fun of her because she would wear the drama clothes.
Yeah. Cut to me stealing the clothes from drama in high school and wearing them.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know. Everything came full circle.
That's true.
I got to go back and teach drama.
For some clothes.
No, but so, and then by eighth grade, it was like, I feel like by eighth grade, because we went to that dance together, my memory of it was like, we'd already like moved into this place of like quiet resignation that we weren't going to be together anytime soon.
This is coming back to me. This is the dinner. Didn't we go out to
remember
dinner?
But it was like
the
but,
really
yeah
pretty place.
Yeah, and then we went to that dance, and it was like.
And you had like crimped hair.
I definitely had crimped hair. I got to find that picture because that picture of you and me is like
I remember
sums
that
sums it up. It's choice. No, but I even remember like when we decided to go to the dance together. It's not like either one of us was like this is us getting back together. I think that it was like I still love you, and I don't know if we're
going
to be together.
Did we know you were
schools
going to a different school
yeah
already?
We knew
yeah
that we were going to different schools, and
that
so it was
true
like let's.
I think I was in love with you though.
Have this. Well, I still was in love with you.
Well, I mean, like I think I now I'm starting to remember that being kind of a painful.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, oh, this isn't gonna like this isn't gonna restart things. But I don't remember not wanting that. I remember being like, oh, this is like bittersweet.
So how did the night end?
I don't remember. We probably still kissed.
Oh, I mean, come on.
God. Yeah. But I didn't make out with anybody like that in, it's always been you, in after that, until I was a freshman in high school.
Well, that's the next year.
No, not, we didn't have a full on makeout session on that night of the dance. Oh, okay. I would remember that. But like not till high school, from sixth grade, seventh and eighth
How
grade.
Much, I just didn't. I don't remember us. Did we talk during high school?
We talked during high school.
I'm sure we did like a couple times.
We talked during high school. I think that was then during high school, I got real into drugs, but maybe you did
too. Me
too.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had to leave high school and go to a different high school.
Yeah. We should talk about that because we had parallel lives very much so in high
school.
And still in high school, and I had no idea what was going on with you, and we can get into that too, with your sexuality. But and by the way, I was totally making out with girls, so it's not like, you know.
Right.
I think we were still in the mode of like, we're gonna get married. Like, I never see you, and we have very different lives right now. But when we would see each other or talk, we would be like, you know, we're still going to get married, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we still had that even then.
It was kind of like the agreement.
Yeah.
Like people have when we're 50.
Yeah.
And we haven't found anyone.
Yeah.
We had that at 12. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We really fast tracked everything. You know? But yeah, because we were both like, and yeah, I think it's funny because we sort of evolved. The ways in which we acted out, I feel like, were very parallel,
even whether
they were with each other or next to each other or at each other. Or
and then the second
just,
we're apart, we still parallel.
Yeah.
And we also had been really good kids. I was not good behaviorally.
Yeah.
But we had never, mm-mm. Like, I don't remember us ever sneaking liquor or.
No.
We never smoked or
no.
any of that
and
stuff.
And we knew people who did.
And so high and we school like, was like.
Yeah.
I mean, I was full bananas. On everything.
And you and I both got into like the sort of like punk goth thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm glad there aren't a lot of pictures of that.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I picture like things that I wore.
Yeah.
I remember I got kicked out of Tucson High and had to go to Canyon Del Oro.
That's right. You went to CDO.
Which is a completely different world.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Tucson High is a magnet
like
fine arts
school. It's like the Fame High School.
Of Tucson. That's yeah. a good clarification.
That's a big qualifier. You're right.
But Debbie Allen is still there.
Well, there you go.
And then so I go to CDO, which is kind of an all white,
foothills,
snooty, little bit of not obnoxious school.
That's right. I remember going to see you in a play at CDO.
Yeah,
going to see you at a play at CDO and feeling really the other feeling I held on to for a long time is like just jealousy over anyone who was close to you, anyone who wasn't me, didn't
that,
matter
I'm very much like
the
that
fact
too, yeah.
that you were in a play with people and I didn't know who those people were made me very uncomfortable. It was just like, what is he doing having like a whole life?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about this.
Yeah, I did feel that.
Yeah, I remember that. Actually, it's funny, we should talk more. This is all coming back.
I know, right?
Anyway, so I went there. I remember my first day. I was, you know, rebellious. I'd just been kicked out of high school, starting this new one. I remember showing up. I cringe at this, by the way. My first day, it was the second day of school. I missed the first day because I was shooting Gunsmoke.
Oh, okay.
So the second day, so everyone's ooh, already had you. Their first day.
Right.
And so the second day, I show up in orange and black plaid pants.
Amazing.
A black, like, torn, long sleeve, sexy, could
sure.
see a little through it,
some
probably
mesh,
see a nipple.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, pointy,
oh, God.
Steel-toed,
sure.
black Doc Martin
sure,
type shoes.
Sure.
And, my, like, black hair all spiked up. And I remember getting to school and being like, yeah, what? I don't give a fuck, you know? And then realize I didn't put deodorant on. And it's like 115. So that was my first day at Canyon Del Oro. Yeah, but it all ended up going well. So,
So talk more about what you were doing at Tucson High that got you kicked out, if you don't mind.
Well, I immediately, like, the second I got freedom, I was in, I think, something like, it's Tucson High's fault that they let me do this, but I was in like six or seven plays
yeah.
my first year.
Yeah.
And so I never went to class. Uh-huh. I just went to play, but I still got A's and B's.
Yeah.
And then the second year, I started doing acid. A lot of acid.
Like you and I both were acid. Doing that. I was 13.
And I was smoking. And,
ugh, me too.
And so...
But I never got caught.
Well, this is the funny thing. I didn't either until my parents, my drama teacher threw a hammer at me. Because we got into an argument, which
did you throw a
rock at him? I thought that might happen.
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay.
But also, when you argue, the teacher is not supposed to throw a hammer.
Correct.
Really, at any time.
100% correct.
There's not even like flexibility.
Well,
and so, I mean,
no, you're absolutely right.
It.
You're absolutely right.
So my parents showed up at the school to have a showdown with the principal about him, and they couldn't find me.
I kind of remember this
and
now.
So they,
I kind of remember
they
this
ended
now.
Up pulling up my records
oh,
and realized I had missed 80 days
oh, my God.
Out of the 100 and whatever.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I had people that would that had, like, guest houses. So the calls would go there,
uh-huh.
you know, and they'd be like, yeah, my son can't come. You know, they're
oh
like 12
God.
Or 14.
Right, right.
And somehow they bought it. And so we would go literally under the... It Fourth Avenue, go under there and just, you know, drop acid and
yeah.
have sex and
yeah.
smoke. It was a grimy
uh-huh.
existence. It was like Blade Runner, but for 15 minutes.
And another qualifier, Tucson, Arizona. There we go. Always bringing us back to reality
yeah.
of Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, so that's
yeah.
when my like drug and free sex and just,
it all came
it
out.
It all went down. Yeah,
God,
and then my
person
parents
never,
found out.
Do you think about like, what if that teacher hadn't thrown a hammer at you?
No.
I mean, that like what? I wonder
yeah,
what
I mean.
Not that like anything would have, but you wouldn't have gone to CDO, yada, yada, yada.
I would have been kicked out eventually. I mean, because I had missed that many days. Eventually,
yeah,
I guess
true.
They do say, hey, is this guy alive? The worst part is this, my sophomore, that was my sophomore year, my first semester, second quarter, I got straight A's
yeah.
and had missed that much. So my dad's anger was not only with me. It was like...
With the school. Like
how can
could
he be getting straight A's? He's
yeah.
not that smart,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So...
Did you... did you have a sense of... I mean, what everything that you're just saying, that it sounds like you had more, even more than I did, a sense or no sense of... Of like future consequences.
Not at all.
You know, it was just like
I'm still not really like that.
You're bad.
Yeah,
bad.
I'm a very current
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm not gonna go drop acid
uh-huh.
again tonight. You know,
God,
once enough.
Can you
but yeah, I'm not a real future guy.
And so your friends then, I feel a little bit jealous talking about this even, but your friends then were a bunch of people that I totally respected. I remember feeling a little weird that I didn't go to that school. It was a weird decision, like when my decision not to go to the fine arts school. Or
yeah,
the
you went the education
was,
route, really.
I did, and also my dad taught at that school, and you'd think that would be a reason I didn't go, but I actually feel like I wanted to.
You were a bit of a daddy's girl anyway, weren't you?
Listen,
are you? Aren't you?
He's my buddy.
Yeah.
There we go. I wouldn't have gone to where my mom was teaching. I'll tell you that
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I know.
Gregory's.
No, that, yeah.
but yeah, I and to be honest with you, I also feel like I was like, that'd be great to just walk to school for a change because it was walkable.
Yeah, big
you know?
Difference. Big
but difference. Yeah, I guess the UHS component was sort of interesting, guys. That's a university high school that I've shared a campus, which I've talked about that before, but. But
Tucson
yeah,
High
had,
should have been where, I mean,
I, yeah,
at that time,
that would have been the natural
I mean, it was all theater.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was the
And I wasn't really,
part.
I mean, I did all the plays in at my school, but it wasn't anything to be
the
proud
same,
of,
right.
really. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't
It was pretty,
in
it
any
was
way.
Pretty, like for Tucson, Arizona,
yeah.
and for your freshman and sophomore year, it was
yeah.
about as big pimping as it got.
No, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
For theater.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I knew, and I had a sense of that, and I had a sense like, you know, Danielle Weeks,
yes.
went there and, she was sort of like the person I looked to as like, she's the real thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really was like, she's the real thing. She's going there. She's going to,
and we ended
she
up dating.
Right. To, don't even, oh, it's so great that I was able to move past that and still be friends with her.
She's awesome.
She's amazing.
One of the funniest people.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's still amazing and wonderful. I do get to see her. Again, I don't get to see her socially as much as I would like, but I do feel like I have maybe like once a year I'll either run into her mm-hmm. or somehow I'll end up seeing her. Yeah, she's great.
She's
you know, she
awesome.
Had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great. I mean, I'm also great. I just want to say I have not talked to her
in I don't know how many years, and I know she has a kid because of Facebook, which is funny. I check Facebook like three times a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So-and-so had a baby. Or
yeah. Danielle Weeks, yeah. Love her. I think the world of her. Still admire her. Was very jealous that you... I was like, oh, no. He, like, found Janet Plus. Like, he found a better version of me.
No,
who also was
no
shorter
such
than
thing.
He was.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I did leave her
mm-hmm. early. From if this makes you feel better, which I'm sure it will.
I hope so, because I only feel good when other people hurt.
I left her at Winter when she thought we were like pretty good.
Yeah.
Left her at Winter Formal to go see a guy.
Great. Perfect.
So we're good
now,
right?
Yeah, I got out early enough.
And then I threw rocks at her.
You threw emotional rocks at her the whole time.
Yes, those are the worst kind.
Yeah, when did that crossover is what I would say, start happening for you?
Not cross-dressing, crossover.
let's be very clear.
There's a difference, yeah.
You're very clear.
I don't think it ever, there was not really a time. There was a guy that I think we both knew, mm-hmm. right? That went to high school with me mm-hmm. and had gone to... I think
he went to our junior high.
Did he also go to elementary?
Did school? He?
I don't know. Did he?
I don't know.
I don't
Maybe
know.
He
but
did.
We all we knew
for
him.
Sure. Yeah,
and
for
I had
sure
never,
he went to our junior high.
We had never
high.
Been like real good friends, but we all knew him.
Yeah.
And then one day he like told one of our it was at high school, so you weren't there, but right. one of our mutual friends.
I know I wasn't.
Said like sent her a thing saying he thinks you're cute, and I was like, whoa. Like instant erection.
Because, oh, really?
Well, I mean, it's freshman year. That happens
okay,
when you
all right.
touch anything.
Uh-huh.
Or not touch anything. Uh-huh. Or this is sophomore year. Sorry.
Sophomore
freshman year
okay.
was normal. And I was like, sure. And we ended up leaving that day and making out in the University of Arizona library.
Uh-huh.
In
Hot.
One of those meetup rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was the beginning of like a very disastrous, like he
yeah.
was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
My parents hated him.
Yeah.
Not because they didn't know we were doing anything.
Right.
They just knew he was a weird dude.
Yeah.
Very depressive.
Yeah.
Very,
I remember us. We touched in about stuff like this, but
scary.
I don't think I knew. I also can't imagine you being like, in that part of time, I can't imagine me being the person you would be like, by the way, I've kind of been hooking up with this guy. Because I would
right.
be like, what?
Well, the thing at that point, it was all physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the scary part because he mm-hmm. was cuckoo pants a little bit.
Right.
And I'm sure he's fine now, but at the time he was cuckoo pants. His parents were a little cuckoo pants
mm-hmm.
and it was not the healthiest situation, but it was all about
yeah.
sex.
And at that time
and, drugs.
And at that time for us, I think it goes, you know, it's worth saying again, I know this is I've said this before, it's been discussed with people of kind of my age group before, there aren't a lot of people who are out even at an art school,
not at
you know
all.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there just aren't a lot of people who are out, and so I think opportunities to explore that were just rarer.
And there's
and
no
more
there was
secretive.
No internet. I think it's important
yeah.
also you realize that even when you talk about like masturbation.
Yeah.
Right? I mean
there's no place you can go to
no
forum, there's no information about
it. I had
it.
Never seen gay anything.
Yeah. All we saw was we just looked
period.
At that sex book over and over again in Korea.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But no, I had never seen two
yeah.
men together. I had
yeah.
never seen a dick.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Other than my own. So there wasn't even anything, like I had never masturbated to guys
mm-hmm.
or anything. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't know except, and I even considered the fact that maybe this isn't a gay thing. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm having sex.
Right.
Because
right.
it feels so good,
right,
you know?
Right.
And when you're a sophomore in high school,
yeah.
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
To be able to just leave school
yeah,
and do that stuff.
Absolutely.
And then that, I got kicked out of Tucson High, went to CDO and never talked to him again. It was really weird.
Mm.
Really bizarre.
And then
was with girls.
Oh, you were. You dated. Okay.
I wasn't with a guy until I moved here.
Okay.
When I was 24.
Oh,
so
I
went from 16 to 24.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting. It's the same kind of the idea of like people think that you just get on this path and each next thing is like the rolling out of a more intense version of the last thing, like holding
right.
hands, kissing, Frenching, touching each other's boobs, whatever.
Right.
And like, I mean, not so much with straight people or men, but where's my head? But, you know, like that we both had these kind of like stops and starts to things.
Well, I also liked women. Yeah. I mean, I think pictured myself still getting married to a woman and having kids.
Yeah. That
I used to, when I was alone, like pretend call out to my wife and stuff. So I always had that going for me.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that 16 to 24 wasn't psychologically rough, because right. you still have feelings.
Sure.
You know, but
well, that's what I really like that about you, and I like talking to you about it, because I think that we've been talking for so long anyway, that we don't have to do an hour on this, but
that's okay. No one's listening.
I think, that's true. No. But I think that it just goes back into the whole thing I get into, where I get real up in arms about sexuality and bisexuality and homosexuality, and the fact that for all of this fascination that everyone has with the Kinsey scale, it's still hard to, in my experience, in friends' experiences at least, it's still kind of hard to not have labels. Like, it's still kind of hard for gay men not to be like, honey, if he sucked a dick, he's gay. Whatever he thinks he's telling himself about women is not true.
Yeah.
And if, you know what I mean? And like, oh, honey, if she's made out with a girl, but she hasn't gone down. I mean, I'm getting a little dirty for our fans.
Yeah,
but like, you know what I mean? Like, if she's made out with a girl, but she's not this, or they've never been in this, then she's not gay. She's just drunk or whatever.
Right.
And that there isn't like, that there's still this need to say, well, but in the end, you kind of still, you have to be one or the other. Like, you have to settle on something and stick to it forever afterwards.
Well, there's also really, also the other tail end for people that have to deal with this kind of stuff. Like, I moved to LA, 24 to now, I've had male relations. I'm in a very healthy, happy male relationship. If I were in Tucson, whenever I visited Tucson or gone to Virginia, or different places in the country, I realize why I wouldn't have been out or experienced things. It's not even just about coming out.
Right.
It's, what is a dude in Wisconsin?
now hold on.
No, what is some dude in you know, middle America who is with women, you know, likes women, has a Janet and loves her and thinks she's spectacular, but also has some interesting pee-pee feelings.
Right, right.
How is he supposed to ever find a healthy, happy place to express that?
Yeah.
And in LA, there's plenty of that.
Right,
you know,
right.
There really is.
Yeah.
So,
but it's still very much a thing in the rest of America.
It still is. I mean, there are gay bars, but there's a reason a lot of gay men get caught in parks and get caught in these weird situations because there wasn't a safe zone.
Yeah.
And now hopefully there's starting to be some safe zones to explore who you are.
Yeah.
And you may not end up wanting to be with men, who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, this is so good. We've been talking almost an hour. Can you believe that? Listen, I feel like we've touched in on what you were into in high school, but because I'm going to play this MASH game with you in a second, I want to get some more stuff, but I kind of know answers to some of this, but so you were super into theater, and you were super into drugs and having sex in the dark recesses of
Tucson, Arizona.
But you also were like, I mean, I feel like you also were like into SNL and like, you know, sort of funny stuff a little bit too. And
that was you and me.
Yeah.
That was our personality. We used to do talk shows together.
We did.
Yeah.
We really did.
Yeah.
We should still do it.
I'm envious that you have taken the route you have and I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I took an easier route to make money and be professional quicker.
Yeah. Oh God. Well,
and
yeah,
you
that's
took
what's
a route
weird.
That was a little more challenging.
Yeah.
But now you've made it to a good level of success to where you can enjoy what you do and still live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know?
And
well,
I'm
I appreciate
very
you saying
envious
that.
Of that. Extremely, and really proud of you. It's pretty exciting.
Thanks. Well, I feel. Yeah. It's. Yeah. I just feel like you know, people like you and Danielle who moved here straight away and just got to it, those are, and then I've said this probably ad nauseum on the podcast, but like when I see somebody I haven't seen in a long time, they're like, you did it. I knew you were doing it. You just kept to it. And I'm like, dude, you don't understand. I moved to San Francisco. I didn't do any of this for like almost 10 years. You know, I really wasn't doing this. And it just kind of came back and it was kind of a backwards way to do it. And I, who knows what would have happened if I'd just been like, this is my calling or this is what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, I kind of do feel like everybody gets to that place, whatever that place looks like or whatever that thing is, in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but mine was definitely like, there were a lot of detours.
Oh, but me too. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, you were down here doing it. And what else? Your friend, we know. I don't know. I feel like actually we've covered more than I would have expected, considering that mostly I just talked about how jealous I was of all of the people that you were close to.
And the rock throwing.
And the rock throwing.
Which I don't think happened.
Also, you know what I wish I had and can find? And it did happen. you didn't even tell the story about how I had those girls come up and flip you off. That's your favorite story about me.
Yeah.
That is your favorite thing to throw in my face.
But didn't I push you down the hill? Or did you push me down the hill?
If you think you pushed me down the hill, I will stand by that for sure.
Okay, we'll get off that.
I don't remember anyone getting pushed down the hill. So I
remember
probably
the hill?
Yeah. I remember the hill. I do.
Maybe you had someone push me down.
I didn't. Like a fell.
You hired. I'll give you 2 elf quests if you push.
No, but something happened and I asked like several of my Latina friends to go up and give you the finger.
Yeah.
That's all they did though. They just gave you the finger.
It was kind of like an elementary Orange is the New Black kind of
thing. You were initiated into nothing though. But I do love Las Posadas, but I've talked about that before. You also have a beautiful singing voice.
As do you.
Cassette tapes of us singing. If I can find one.
From where?
From the places in the mall.
The recording studios. Yeah. I make fun of that all the time.
Yeah. I have.
How much fun was that?
That's what friends are for.
And they don't do that. Oh, I think I'm really bad. You can only play that if you think it's a good thing.
And I have something else that we did together. I can't remember what it is. You'd think it would be like.
Do we sing Always? Do you remember Always?
Yes. And I think we both were very off key.
Yeah.
But I will say our song, I know what our song was. I don't know if you know what it was, but I fully know what our special song
was. Not somewhere
was.
Out there. No. What is it?
Next time I
fall. Oh, yeah.
in love.
Was that Peter Cetera?
And Amy Grant, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that Karate Kid?
Maybe.
I think it was. Or maybe it not. Just during that time.
Even just like if I still, again, if I hear that song, I'm like.
That's funny, Peter
Cetera. Why this is so painful? It was so painful.
Why was that painful?
No, just because like I would listen to it when we had broken up.
Oh,
and
I remember
just crying.
I could still picture the room, like the room and the lighting
of
sitting there and being like, why?
Yes.
Oh, my life.
Couldn't eat, like, couldn't, my
and
face
like,
was just hot.
Nancy
with, like,
Kerrigan
sadness.
Heaving, like.
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't. I'm saying like that. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then you not calling.
It was important.
No
we
cell phones. I think that's the important
other.
Thing to remember. Like, there wasn't texting.
Yeah. When you were out of touch with someone, it was a cold, empty vastness of separation.
It was like
so excruciating.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. But like also.
It was like gravity.
It was Sandra Bullock
in Gravity.
It was
intense. Where she's just there and floating.
Yeah.
That was 4th through 6th grade.
Yeah. It was hard.
It was rough, man.
I'm so glad about it though. Like I'm so glad we had that.
Me too.
And I don't think, I think it's kind of unusual. I feel like, I was in love with him.
Well, I think everyone goes,
yeah. But they're like, oh, I had a crush on so-and-so. But I'm like, you don't understand. We were in a relationship with problems. And jackets. Oh my God. All right. I'm going to play this MASH game with you. Okay.
Okay. I don't know what this is.
This has been such a pleasure and a joy. I can't even tell you how happy this makes me. I've been like so excited about this ever since
me too.
We were going to do it.
Me too.
The first category will be 3 movies that you can go into whenever you want for as long as you want that are real. It's like you're not going in because it's a movie. You're going in because that world has become real for you and you can just like spend time in there however much you want. 3 movies.
Wait, so I go into the movie
Like if you go into like movie, if I say Star Clue. Wars, yeah. If you go into Clue, then you are straight.
I can
up,
be in it.
Yeah, and you're not in it as an actor. It is a real place where someone has been murdered, and people must hilariously solve that murder.
Okay, definitely Clue.
Okay, great. wonderful.
Hoosiers.
Great. I need to watch that again.
Yeah, it barely stands up. I'm going to keep it off.
All right, good to know.
And then like Goodfellas, probably.
Okay. Yeah, get in there. Get gritty. We know you like the grit. Let's
throw some rocks.
Oh, boy. In the form of bullets.
You like that?
Okay, next one is three places in the world, whether you've been there or not, but three places in the world you would have a vacation home.
The Maldives.
Love it. Didn't spell it right. Love it.
Menace.
Maldives.
Probably Maine.
Okay. I've never been to Maine, I don't think.
It's beautiful. And then Hawaii.
Great.
I guess. Very similar to Maine. It's not at all.
How is it? There, my voice got high again. Okay. Next one is three... three bands that you got to sing with in a fake life, like in an alternate universe. You were like on stage with these three different bands.
Wow.
Just like performing with them.
And it has to be a band. It can't be like Simon and Garfunkel.
No, it can't be. Yeah,
Simon
yeah.
and Garfunkel, great. Definitely.
The three of you.
Simon Garfunkel and Kaim. And I have the worst hair.
Great.
Okay, so Simon and Garfunkel. Maybe Fleetwood Mac?
Great. Talk about a band full of drama. Didn't they all just like
yeah,
sleep
they
with
like
each other?
Slept and then they sang about it yeah. with each other.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you're drawn to that.
The drama.
Yeah, everyone knows Simon and Garfunkel were a couple.
Explains a lot.
You heard it here.
Gosh.
Do you still sing?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes,
like,
yeah.
But, like, neither one of us is, like, out there singing.
No, I don't, like, have a show next week that I can plug.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe, like, Salt and Pepper. If I could
great,
be, like...
Great.
You know, like, Spinderella.
You're
I could just stand
dancer.
Next to her.
I don't know who this guy is of yours, but I gotta meet him, give him the once over, and then tell him how lucky he is. Next
what is
category,
the once over?
Just like a give him an up and down. Like
oh, but not like a.
Bottom.
I don't know if that was touchy.
No, I won't handle him. Should I? I got to check him out in a clinical way. Okay, next category is three. This is the one I always do. Three foods that in this world are maybe not great for you for one reason or another, or drink, I guess. But in this world, they're actually very good for you, so you can have them as much as you want, whenever you want.
So,
excess.
Like in a
like
another
a cheeseburger,
world.
Like yeah, like
got
cheeseburgers
it, okay.
are vitamins in this. In
yeah,
this
like Taco
universe.
Bell.
Yeah, great. You want to put that down? Yeah. Great.
Is that awful? You said
no.
You looked at me like, are you sure you want to put that down?
Are you sure you want me to not respect you ever again? Okay.
Okay.
No, that's a perfect example. It's just like junky
yeah.
Mexican food. Great.
Yeah, something that makes you fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
It always sounds good, and then afterwards it's
yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And then just cheese.
Great. I'm putting
I must
extra
sound attractive.
into the cheese. Cheese. Wonderful. Okay, three people from, I guess it could be either fiction or history or someone living now, but like three people who are sort of like a mentor to you, this fantasy kind of mentor, mm-hmm. like someone you could call and say like, what do I do about this? And they love
if
you
I
and
could.
Think you're great. Yeah.
Steve Martin.
Great.
Maybe Wanda Sykes.
Oh, Wanda Sykes. I like it.
And then Michael Jordan.
Great. MJ. Let's
good old
it.
MJ.
Let's throw him in there. Okay. Next category will be three pets that you could have that for whatever reason in this world it would be a very bad idea for you to have.
Like a polar bear.
Great.
Three of them?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in the end, you're going to end up with one from each category. That's how panda bear. Great.
How gay is that? A polar bear and a panda bear?
That's adorable. And what's like, a non... What's, like a, what's a straight male thing to
like
say?
Like an iguana.
A Mustang. Oh, an iguana.
I don't want an iguana.
Right. I don't want an iguana
But
either.
You can have those.
Yeah, also
or like, what's a big ass lizard that I don't want?
A kimono dragon.
No, you can have those.
Also,
yeah,
it's not a kimono dragon. It's a kimono dragon.
It's a dragon with a kimono.
I would watch that show.
Hey, that could be a funny animated thing. Whatever, maybe like a tiger.
You're like, I'm going to come up with something is not necessarily gay until I remembered Siegfried and Roy. And then I realized the tiger was the gayest one.
God damn it.
Okay, you wake up tomorrow and you can, Matrix style, like you've downloaded three skills that you wake up with tomorrow and you're brilliant at.
But they need to be real, like, not
no.
flying.
No, it could be no. flying. I'll give you flying.
Why? Oh, thank you. Wow, you got a lot of power here.
That's the real purpose of the Smash game. I have a lot of power. Oh, I get so drunk on it. Flying.
I would love... sounds like I was going to say I'd love to be smart. That sounds awful. You know, I've just always, like, someone who can look at an equation and yeah. explain...
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. I feel the same way. I argue that I think I might have a low IQ. Like, I'm really bad with some stuff. Don't nod like you think you've been waiting for me to say this for
oh god, it's off my chest.
4 years.
No, you're incredibly smart. No, just, you know, rocket science
yep.
type.
Great. Putting it down.
And then I have a friend Diana, who loves you, by the way, who can draw. Mm-hmm. Like, she just sits there and can...
I always wanted that, too.
I thought you can draw.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Absolutely not.
Under no circumstances.
Draw. No, I don't draw. Artist. Yeah. I guess we are artists, but you know what I mean.
Visual artist? Sure. Illustrator? That's not even a word. I just squiggled. All I did was squiggle nervously. Illustrator is what I'm going to use. I'm sure that there's a word that we're both forgetting. And yes. then the final category, traditional MASH, three people that you can either, this is an alternate universe, either just like a hot affair with or a one-nighter, or alternate universe like relationship / like marriage or whatever.
So it can
actually, all due respect to your current boyfriend.
But so it could be like just a marriage too. It's yeah. not about like, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's whatever you want.
Oh, that's a hard one. Meryl Streep, I guess. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't say that? It's real unique. You know who would be really interesting? Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, yeah.
She may be unpleasant.
Yeah, but, you know.
But who knows?
It's an adventure. Elena B.C.
And then maybe Marlon Brando when he was... Actually, both ways.
Great.
Like the good-looking one and then the cuckoo pants one.
I mean, Marlon.
I thought that would be silly if I said that.
What's fine. I feel great about
it. It was
this.
Already written down.
On all three lines, I had to cross out my name each time. Each time I was like, maybe this time
she's
I can...
actually out of whiteout.
No, okay, he's not. All right. Okay, now tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. Short and sweet. I'm going to pause this, do some calculating.
Oh, okay.
And it will not be confused for rocket science at any time. I will come back with your 100% guaranteed fictional MASH future.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. I am ready to present you with your MASH future. I feel like we just talked for so long in between the game and the results. You probably don't remember anything we talked about. This is going to be like a fun surprise.
I'm excited.
My name is Janet. You are doing my podcast. Oh. This is not Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
I know you did a lot of acid when you were younger, so maybe you need those reminders because
yes,
your short-term memory might be gone. Barrett Keim.
That was really nice of you to say.
I want to congratulate you on your... Well, now listen. MASH stands for Mansion, Apartment, Shack, and House. Sorry to report you got a shack.
Oh. That's so my luck. I feel like we did this when we were kids, didn't we?
Yeah, we for sure did. We probably did this together.
Oh my God, I always got the shitty thing.
Well, you got the shack. But it's a shack in Maine. I like to think of it as a little cabin.
No, that's fine. In Maine, you do not want a fucking shack. Oh, that sucks. I swear you did this on purpose. This is what the whole night was leading up to.
I start reading off stuff that's not even on here. Like, you sing with Shania Twain. You're like, I don't remember.
That's horrible.
Okay. I'm sorry about your shack in Maine.
Okay.
But if you need to escape your shack in Maine, and you still have your place here, so don't worry, you can also jump into the movie Hoosiers. You picked it.
It's funny because you're smiling like from ear to ear.
I'm smiling at your expression.
Okay, so I have a shack in Maine and I can jump into Hoosiers anytime. Which, you know, all of those kids lived in fucking shacks.
I didn't pick Hoosiers for you. You picked it for yourself.
Are you done?
Yeah, that's it. You didn't get anything else.
I can go now. That's it. Wow.
You can eat as much Taco Bell.
Oh, that's good in a shack.
You really went blue collar on this.
No shit.
Whew. All right, get ready for some slightly better news. I don't know what that says. Okay, I do know. I don't know where in your shack you keep your panda bear. But you do have a panda bear.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, I'm sure it's real roomy in there.
Well, it might be cold in Maine.
I could cuddle up with him. That's a good idea.
To the bear.
I might have to kill him and climb into his belly.
Oh, God.
Oh, and I'm just crying in my shack because I killed my panda bear while I'm laying inside of him. Eating Taco Bell. Oh, my God. This sucks.
Sorry, hold on. Does it sweeten the deal that you did get to sing with Simon and Garfunkel? A.K.A. Simon, Garfunkel, and Kime.
It does.
Okay. Does it make you feel better that you're friends with Michael Jordan? Because there ain't no way he's not going to give you some
I was going to say, I'm not sure why I'm in the shack if I'm friends with him.
No, he's going to hook you up. And...
Oh, he just hasn't yet, is what you're saying.
He hasn't yet, is what I think. Also...
That's cool.
You can fly. That's a big deal.
So I can fly?
You're flying.
Oh, well, then I'm fine because the shack doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a place to leave my panda.
That's right.
Because I ain't flying that panda around.
It's a panda shack.
It's a panda shack, which is a new restaurant.
And it's actually competition.
Barrett Kimes Panda Shack.
Oh, my God. And you know who's working right there at the cash register behind the counter with you? Meryl Streep.
Awesome.
You've married her into a life.
She'll never forgive me.
She'll never forgive you.
Do you think people walk and see her and go, what's happened? And she explains it. And I mean, I would be the least liked person in the country.
But she would be like, would you like sweet and sour or teriyaki?
Oh, at the Panda Shack?
They'd be like, oh, I felt like the way she took my order was so real.
Yeah.
I really felt like she worked there.
Yeah.
Because she did work there. That is your MASH future, my love. You have only yourself to blame, but half of it turned out really great.
Yeah. And I feel like the half that was really good can really help me out with the bad half.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for kind of bringing it home.
I know. I saved the best for last. I knew I did. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you. It was a blast.
So much fun. Ugh. I hope everyone enjoy it as much as we did. I have a feeling that they will. Because we're hilarious and wonderful people.
Yes. That's why I came.
Now, you have a couple of singing gigs coming up that you should probably
I'll be remember. Live at the Panda Shack.
I set up a small stage.
Gotta fly.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This was like us doing a talk show together.
It's awesome. Isn't that funny?
My God,
full
it's
circle.
Like the old days. It is.
Full
right,
circle.
Start something on our own. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
So I know you have people usually do this on the podcast, or the guys do it on the podcast. I had assumed, because we had been friends for a really long time, that you had let me off the hook to do it. But no, you've emailed me and asked me to do it. So here it goes. I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and your sunglasses on, baby. And I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone. That's it.
As always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.